Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Good morning, golfers. Your tee time awaits. It's the Tee to Green Golf Show here on WGR Sports Radio 550. Got a thought on the PGA Tour? Want help with your swing? Give the show a call at 803-0550. Tee to Green on WGR is presented by Woods to Wedges, by Michelob Ultra, by the Western New York PGA, by Custom Turf, and by our home clubs, Fox Valley, Tantara, and Briarwood. It's time to talk golf. Here are your hosts, Brian Cozio, Kevin Sylvester, and PGA Pro Jeff Metis.
7 a.m. Good morning from Hamburg. Briarwood Country Club is where we're at this week. Tee to Green is live and on the air. Thanks for being with us here on WGR Sports Radio 550. My name is Brian Cozio. As you heard, Kevin Sylvester, PGA Pro Jeff Metis, as always, part of our show as we give you the best hour of local golf talk here. In Western New York, we are at Briarwood Country Club inside the nice pro shop right now, as we are also, of course, live on WGR and live now on our Tee to Green Twitter handle, live on Periscope, as we say good morning to Kevin Sylvester.
And if you want to watch Briarwood on TV and hear it on radio.
That's right.
Tee to Green TV special is now on Channel 2. It'll also be midnight tomorrow. Set your DVRs for that. It's going to air again next week, too. At 7:30 p.m. on Saturday. So
it's the perfect 1-2 punch this morning to wake up to.
Yes, sometimes I need a 1-2 punch to wake up, Ryan.
That's right.
For sure. Great to be here in this newly renovated pro shop at Briarwood.
It is. It's been a little rearranged in some nice areas, which we'll talk about in a moment. Jeff, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks. Finally starting to get a little weather. It looks like we might have a little break.
There has been weather. That's been the problem. There's been weather.
We have a two-day break from rain, it looks like. We're excited.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, we're here at Briarwood Country Club, and a lot to get to here over the course of the next hour. We've got some exciting things coming up that we want to get you information about. Our Batavia Downs Majors Challenge is back. We're now into May, so we're getting excited. Yes, don't forget, the PGA Championship is in May this year. We're 2 weeks away from Bethpage Black. So we'll talk a little bit about that. And, of course, a big day at Batavia Downs. It's Derby Day. So pony up your wallet.
Oh, that's right.
Tee to Green.
I brought cash. Today. I brought some cash.
We give Brian money because Brian does the show out there. Dan be with you again?
Yep, myself and Dan Cave.
All right.
2 o'clock.
Brian and Dan, and basically we buy them lunch, Jeff, because every year.
Have we won?
No.
No. How long have we been doing this show?
I do send you the ticket that shows you I actually do use the money on
I don't know. I found that you just find somebody there.
After hey, can I take a picture of your ticket? That's right.
Okay. I look forward to hearing that show. I'm looking forward to the Derby. Like, you know, a lot of golfers like to play the ponies, right? You know, a little bit there. It's a little fun. Do it responsibly.
Yeah.
And I love the Triple Crown races. I think they're great. It's like the majors in golf now, how they're just bing to bing to bing, right? You know, back to back to back.
Yep.
A few weeks apart there. The favorite had to withdraw because of some breathing issues.
Omaha
right?
Beach.
Omaha Beach. You know, and I thought it was Bourbon War is out of there. There was a
yes, yeah, another scratch.
That was going to be my bet. 75-1. I like those odds.
Yeah, if you're going to win, you're going to win. Yeah, you take some money home.
Well, that's right. Yeah, right. I mean, you know.
Absolutely.
Yeah, play the favorite with a lot of money to try to win money, but that's, you know, that's not how you do it.
Yeah,
that's right. You don't want to 8-5. You don't want to win that bet.
That's right.
No.
So Derby Day today, and like I said, Dan and I will be on from Batavia Downs at 2 o'clock, and then we'll have live coverage of the race at 5 o'clock. From Churchill Downs. And, yeah, our Batavia Downs Majors Challenge back. We'll tell you how you can sign up a little bit. Also, the Duster Challenge, the fourth edition, is back. We'll have information about that. Lots on junior golf coming up. Of course and membership information here from Briarwood Country Club, where we are live. And Tiger blocked Bubba in terms of him sending him text messages. I'll tell you why that's...
Bubba trying to get him CBD oil.
I don't know what he's doing. But apparently he abused the text messaging...
Privilege
when he got Tiger's number. Tiger didn't give him his number, by the way. I'll tell you the story. It's kind of funny. Hey, and that Jason Duffner hat we talked about last week.
Yeah,
he's got more hats this week, and he's in first place.
Good
at the
him.
Wells Fargo. So we'll have that update. Another giveaway to our Tee to Green Club members as Senior PGA Championship is at Oak Hill, And that's less than a month away now, so we'll have another pair of tickets to give away to our Tee to Green Club members. With that said, we bring in the fourth man of our roundtable here to start the show, Kyle Randall, the head pro here at Briarwood Country Club. Kyle, good morning.
Good morning, gents. As always, appreciate you having me on, stopping by.
Yes, thanks for having us. As Kevin said, the pro shop looking good. I noticed the new layout. You moved some things around, the nice fresh carpet smell, new carpet, and some new items here. You got the nice TV lounge area going on. I like it.
Yeah, you have an event today too, huh?
We do. Ties in with the Derby Day, and we call it our opening day Derby Day tournament, and we have about just over 25 teams for that. So hopefully everyone's excited about the no rain today.
I'll let them know it'll be car paths only.
I appreciate that. I'll put your name on there.
And cart path only means cart path only. And depending on how you hit the golf ball, you may be better walking.
Yes.
Than cart path only.
Don't wear your good new white golf shoes this morning.
Yeah.
Yes.
No, Kyle, true. You and Jeff were talking about it, but I mean, let's make a 30-second public service announcement here. Like, when pros make the decision to go car path only, this is not you being mean. This is not like, you know, hey, I'm the teacher, I'm in charge, I get to pick here. Like, you're not wishing it to be car path only, but you are also trying to have your members enjoy the golf course for weeks beyond today. So, I mean, you know,
100%.
I know everybody's thinking like, hey, you're just, you know, crotchety guy here doesn't want us driving around.
Oh, that's what I think of when I think of Kyle Randall.
Crotchety. That's, I know. You know what I mean, though.
I usually blame our super anyway, so he'll take the hit on that.
Well, and that's where, right, the superintendent comes to you, right? They're saying, hey, you can't have carts out here. I mean, you can damage the golf course.
100%. That's exactly. I mean, they have to understand that it is early, and you want to play on those nice fairways later on throughout the summer, so.
Yeah. Cart path only means cart path, by the way. It does not mean park it with two tires off of the cart path and create a track there, because that takes even longer to repair because people just work a groove into it.
Right, and what happens is, too, they'll see water on the path and they'll go around the puddle. No, go through the puddle. It's like when you're hiking in the high peaks there. You just keep going through the puddle. Don't go around puddles on the cart path. But as a golf professional, you want people to play golf and have fun. You don't want to tell them that, you know, you don't want to put restrictions on their day, but there are days, especially in the spring and fall, where you have to keep carts on the path. We're lucky we have cart paths.
That's why in this week's club newsletter, I had recommendations on stuff to get to play in this crappy weather that we've been having. Like, listen, there are things, they sell them in the pro shops, you know, where all you play. There are items you can get that can help you maneuver with the weather. Stuff for your hands, your feet, your entire body. I mean, they make it.
Get the rain pants. Yeah, just get some waterproof shoes and some rain pants and get after it.
Hey, the rain jackets, the gloves, the weather gloves. They have warm mittens you can put on over those things.
You don't need all that. Just go play golf. It's an outdoor game. Tough it out, Kev.
Well, hey, listen, I want more people to do it, all right?
That's true. My hands get cold when it's 50, so I use the hot hands myself a lot.
I don't use the hot hands. I have those Titleist mittens, the oversized mitts. Those are awesome.
They're great.
I actually use those when I plow the driveway out.
They're nice.
Which I just did yesterday, frankly.
They're good at Bills games, too, just so you know.
Yeah.
I agree.
All right, anyways, we digress. What's the format for today's tournament?
Today is a two-man scramble. It's a fun format. We have guys, scratch golfers, all the way up to 36 handicap, everyone playing. And
wait, 36 handicap? Okay. I want that guy as my partner.
Exactly.
Hey, you're getting three on this hole.
Sounds great in a scramble.
Yeah, it does.
Absolutely.
Do you have the 10 stroke rule between the difference between the players? No.
On this one, we won't. No. Just because we're taking, if you're the higher handicap, you're only taking 15% of that guy's handicap.
Gotcha. So there is some consideration for the disparity between handicaps.
100%.
Perfect.
Yeah. Kyle, we've been here, you know, we come here pretty much every year, obviously, along the way here with our Tee to Green show. One of our home clubs here on Tee to Green, Fox Valley, Tantera, and Briarwood, where we here are today. This course, though, has some great history to it, ties to Arnold Palmer, ties to professional events, and the great classic layout that it has. I mean, every time I come and play it, I'm like, you know, this is such a good place to play. It's got such a nice variety of holes, some risk-reward. I'm sure your members enjoy all those aspects of it.
Everything about this course, I mean, it's no hole is the same. You definitely have probably the toughest opening three holes that I've seen in the area. And it lets up sometimes, then you're back on another difficult hole. But it's your pretty basic golf format, nothing tricky. It's very fair. Whatever you get is right in front of you.
You know, it's interesting you say that. I hadn't really thought about how difficult the first three are until you just said it. And now going through my head, I'm like, yeah, number one is, I mean, if you're not very accurate off the tee, those trees start, you know, right near where your ball is going to land, where most players' golf ball will land or end up. So sometimes if you're not feeling it, I'd say lay back. But that's a tough green to hit in regulation because of the elevation and how well bunkered it is. And then number two, I'm trying to think. The tee shot I've learned over the years is not as difficult as it looks per the eye, but that approach, too, that green, you really need to know where the hole location is. And then it's maybe the biggest boy par three in Western New York, number three.
Absolutely. I mean, hole three, you can hit anything there from a three-wood driver all the way down to the front tees where it plays 170. I mean, depending on your length as a player, but I mean, you can hit any club in your bag.
Yeah, the quadrants on the, I'll say thirds, particularly on hole two and three, you know, for hole locations. I mean, it is a three club difference on each of those greens for sure. I know there's some others on the golf course, but just those two in particular, you could hit three different clubs depending upon where your hole location is because those greens are so deep.
100%. Yeah, those are large greens out there.
It reminds me of the, you know, Buffalo's golden age. Every time I'm here, you know, you think it was Bethlehem Management. Bethlehem Steel was roaring, and this was a facility for their white-collar workers, if I'm not mistaken.
Yep, they have their management.
They built a beautiful, big building. This is a huge building. Huge building. Yeah. I hate to heat this building. I always say that every time I or AC these buildings as you drive up here. There's a lot of square footage here. So
yeah, we'll talk about some of those amenities coming up, but let's talk golf facility-wise here. For those that get to play golf here or maybe want to play golf here, what are some of the things about the golf side of things, Kyle, that you feel like is attractive?
This course, I mean, you have the best thing about coming up here as a, you know, a player, if you're a guest, a member, new member, old member. If you're an old member, the course never plays the same every single day. If you're a new member, no matter what handicap you are, you're going to have a good time. We have five different sets of tee boxes. So no matter what your ability is, you're going to go out there and enjoy yourself.
Wind is always a factor on this golf course, being so close to the lake, coming off the lake. And, you know, I remember we had the Ryder Cup. Fox Valley plays Briarwood every year in the Ryder Cup, and we'll play around. We played the first round at Fox, which is a team format that day, a better ball, right? Better ball, right? You like to call it, right? The better ball. And then we had the lead. Fox had a slim lead, and then we came as individuals, and the weather was not the best, and we played, and I just knew we were in trouble. I knew we were in trouble because this is a, you know, you have to drive the ball with distance on this golf course in order to, I think, score well and play well here because just the way this course is set up, Jeff, you mentioned the golden age of golf, and this hosted what is now the web.com tour. Hosted one of those events. So this course, you need some length on it.
It was the Hogan Tour back then.
Right, it was the Hogan Tour back then.
It's been a few iterations since then, yep.
And I just remember like, it. Wow, I just know we're in trouble. I mean, at Foxers, it's Shotmaker's golf course here. I think you need to drive the golf ball pretty well. Would you agree with that, Kyle?
I
mean, you guys have you have the cup here. I see it right over there. That nice of you to put it there.
I was going to put it on the table this morning.
Yeah, thanks. Right. It was fun, though. It was a fun event. It really was. It was nice to meet the guys here from Briarwood.
Yep. TD Green here live at Briarwood Country Club. We're with Kyle Randall, the head pro, along with Kevin Sylvester, PGA Pro Jeff Mitis. I'm Brian Koziel. Tim Sinko, the membership director, will join us in just a little bit to talk about some of the offerings that they have going on here in 2019.
Should I mention I was down three with four to go and I won my match? All right. Anyways.
You did. Sorry.
Okay. Thank you.
Have you ever told that story before?
No. They all sound the same. That's why. I don't know if he has. I was on the third hole and it was going downhill and I had a six iron.
Hey, the only thing
that changes sometimes is the length of the putt or how many who's down and then
right,
came back to
right,
win
right.
by.
There's the old saying in golf. Maybe I hope I have it right. The only story more boring then your golf story is mine, right?
Or the guy starts telling about his round afterwards. Like, I was on the cart with you. I saw the whole thing.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah. One of the things I know that Jeff and I were talking about this week is we start to get into the golf season, and maybe parents are making plans for summer is how to get more kids going and kids involved at junior golf, things like that. I know you even mentioned, Kyle, part of your new setup in here is that you got the Xbox going for kids, the junior golfers, to come in and play. And the Tiger Woods Tiger Woods golf over here with the video
game. It's not for
system.
Fortnite?
But I haven't seen that on there yet. No.
But you will.
Creative, creative things like that. I mean, I think like pros are doing a good job of that. And, you know, getting kids involved. I mean, part of the reason I'm sure everybody that wants to be a golf pro is because you like working with kids. And I know that you've got some cool things going on here for kids.
Yeah, I mean, every single year we do sponsor our junior golf program. If you're a member, you can bring a guest, two guests with you. It is a seven-week program, and each week you start with your lessons, little group lessons to contests, and then they actually get out and go play a few holes depending on their ability. Everything from three holes to nine holes advanced. And every single week, you know, I ask them at the end, you know, next week what time, and they're very, very excited about coming back and asking me what we're going to do next week and if we're really keeping score. And it's they have a great, great time here. And
yeah, it's supposed to be fun. Yeah,
absolutely.
That's, yeah, kids are supposed to be fun. And to that end, you know, I was a little disappointed this week. There was an article in the Buffalo News that kind of represented, I think poorly represented, what golf professionals do for junior golf in the area. It got the ire of a few of our PGA professionals here because they brought up that we're not doing enough for junior golf in the West New York area. And I know I'm here to tell you that couldn't be more incorrect. You know, I've been engaged with the PGA since 2001 on the board. I've been to national meetings and all over the country. And every meeting and every event I go to, junior golf has been a priority for every golf professional, every club in this area, as long as I've been doing this. And I've been doing this since the early 90s, late 80s, you know, and I grew up playing golf at public courses, and I didn't have a lot of things. But now you look at just what the West New York PGA is. We have the West New York PGA Junior Tour with 244 kids on it last year. We've got kids from the Junior Tour. We've got nine. I got a list of nine names here of kids that played on our Junior Tour that won state titles. We have the West New York Drive Chip and Putt. Your kids have been in that.
Yeah.
Hundreds and hundreds of kids go to each one of these events that we have.
That's such a cool event. I love it. Yeah.
The West New York, PGA Junior League, another PGA function. How many clubs have PGA Junior Leagues now? We have five teams at Glen Oak with PGA Junior Leagues. Your son plays on a junior league
Mine
team.
Is this
your son
is
going to play on a junior league team. And that's done in conjunction with the USGA and the Masters. And so your kids can end up at the Masters. You know, there's amazing stuff. Because there was a gap in golf for college kids, so if you turn 18, you age out for junior golf, and you're maybe not playing college golf, but you still want to compete, we now have a tour for that. So if you want to compete, or if you're a college player and want to find some competition during the summer, hey, now there's a tour for that through the West New York PGA. That doesn't even mention all the junior programs that every club professional runs. I had 225 kids in the program at Trans Valley. 150, I think it was the number when I was at Lancaster. If for someone to say that West New York PGA pros or any PGA pros aren't doing enough about junior golf, I found offensive, to be honest.
Yeah, and just to be fair, earlier, mm-hmm. it was an interview with a former state amateur champion, mm-hmm. who is now a teaching pro in the area. And yeah, I read it and I was scratching my head because I said for somebody who's in the and I haven't talked to this person, so I'm not mentioning his name, but some may have read it. Golfers listening to the show probably read it because they had their golf preview section. I didn't see the section. Someone just showed me the interview, and I read the interview. And you know, while I wish the person well in their career, not a good start. I'm gonna try to get benefit of the doubt. I don't think it was intended to be critical, but man, it read as very critical of professionals at the clubs here in Western New York and the Western New York PGA. And I tweeted out about four or five tweets consecutive about it. And as a parent and as someone who has covered golf here in Western New York for nearly 20 years, things are way better now than they were when this guy was a junior and we knew about his career. And so I found that confounding because the junior league wasn't there. Mm. The drive, chip, and putt wasn't there. I don't think the junior tour was there. I don't know.
Junior tour has been around a long time.
The only thing that's not around that may be coming back, Interclub.
But
right?
Interclub's a Buffalo district function.
Right. Yes. So it's a district function. So that's something in the area. I look at it this way. There's always room for more, but, man, the effort that's been going on in the last 5 years, so let's just take the last 5 years, has been incredible. The amount of resources that the PGA of America has put into it, right? And that's basically from the members, right? The dues you guys pay to be members and the revenues from the PGA Championship and the Senior PGA Championship that are coming up. They're putting those back into golf. The PGA of America is not getting rich off of this stuff. They're putting it back into golf to grow the game. That's what it's all about. So, I'm saying way more on this than I expected to. But as a parent of a youngster who's interested in golf, the opportunities are there. And I was really disappointed that he pointed out the club that I belong to and one of our home clubs in Fox. And John and Chris over there have done a great job.
Every
time
we've
asked
them for anything, they do it.
Yes.
You know, they run programs. They're doing drive, chip, and putts. They have a first tee program. You know, just like a million other clubs in the area. Yeah.
Well, yeah, my kid's excited to go there.
Yeah.
And not because of me.
Yeah. No, I'll let Kyle put a final word on this in a second. But my son is 9 and loves golf. And we do junior camp at our home clubs. We do it at Tantera, and he does it at Fox. He does it at both. Sometimes we do two in the same day on a Saturday. And he did drive, chip, and putt, and he's done that multiple years. Junior league, this will now be his second year into it. To be honest, like, we're sitting here juggling the schedule like, oh, my goodness, he's got camp and camp at the same day.
Sure.
There's plenty of opportunities. Don and Dylan over at Tantera, they do a great job. I mean, I can't say enough about – I put a tweet out, too, of all the pros. I mean, dozens of pros that at some point have interacted with my son that I've witnessed.
Yeah.
And I think that, I mean, golf pros, I have never, not seen anybody here in Western New York not do a great job with junior golf. So, Kyle, I know from what you've done here, Jeff, what you do at Glen Oak and what you've done in the past, like, so I just
we have a program at Glen Oak. I mean, there's no golf professional who it's not a priority for them to be junior. It's part of a membership. Everybody has kids in clubs.
Yeah.
And what's the most fun you have teaching? I mean, do you have any more fun than when you're working with the juniors, Kyle? I mean,
that's a loaded question.
Yeah.
Well, the other thing is too, if you don't promote that junior golf, I mean, how long will we be here?
Right.
I mean,
right.
Everyone else is getting older, and you need that.
Next
that junior way. Interest.
Absolutely. When a member walks through the door with their kid and they're going out to, hey, Kyle, we're going to go get out a few holes. Mm-hmm. Like, there's nothing better, right? Get out there, right?
One of the greatest things I've ever seen, too, I mean, when those juniors come in for week one at camp, they get to meet everyone else in their age group and that they didn't even know were members here. And now the parents drop them off together. They come in. I mean, maybe it rains a little bit and they come and play that Xbox. But, I mean, they're here from – in the morning time until dark. So with their buddies and having a great time out there.
I also think the roadmap that the Western PGA's put out is a great resource to kind of show you what's available.
Right.
Right? What's available to my kids to
what's
do
step
that?
One, what's step two, that sort of thing.
But this is like any sport, okay? It's up to the parent, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's up to the parent to be the ultimate judge on this, and it's up to you to find out some information on where to go. We try to give you the information here on the show. We try to tweet that out on social media and stuff like that. I think, frankly, we're spending way too much time on something that's not even true.
Well,
so there you go.
If I could put one last point, the PGA has a new thing called PGA Coach, which is based on the American Development Model in hockey. I became a PGA Coach certified teacher for the PGA. That's all that same stuff, 5 to 7, 7 to 9.
Sure.
What do you teach the kids? So there's been – just my point is there's just been such a huge investment in juniors, and there always has been. It's just always been that way. So, I digress.
Okay.
Yes. Anyway, yes. So all the pros out there listening, you guys do a great job with junior golf. Keep it up.
Yeah, and listen, for parents, ask your pro. If you live in Hamburg and you're not a member, but call Kyle here at Briarwood. I'm sure they'll invite your kid to check it out, or it'll tell you where to go.
Western New York PGA.
Yeah, the Western New York PGA website.
Yep.
WNYPGA.com for that. Let's get to our Western New York PGA tip of the week, brought to you by the Western New York PGA. Western New York PGA has one goal, promoting and growing the game of golf today, tomorrow, and beyond. You mentioned, Kevin, playing here sometimes, dealing with the wind. So let's talk about hitting golf shots properly with the wind, whether it's in your face, downwind, or even sideways. A lot of times it's not perfectly going the direction you want it to go, Kyle. Obviously, there's some holes here where maybe it can be windy at times. So What are some keys you think on a windy day to hitting some successful golf shots?
On those windy days, for myself, definitely, and I would say most amateur players, that you want to keep that ball out of the wind as much as possible. Easiest way is probably to take maybe a club extra, keep that ball low, play in the back of your stance, and kind of put it out there.
I like control. Well, if you can't control your trajectory, you're going to really struggle in the wind. So you need to be able to control how high you're going to hit it. I do think you need to move the ball back and everything. Make sure you're shallow when you're coming in, though. You don't want to take steep divots, because spin, you're trying to put less spin on the golf ball in the wind. Spin is your enemy in the wind. So I'll often take, if you take less club, so you take a 6-iron instead of a 7, it'll be a flatter face club. It'll have a lot less spin. So that ball will handle the wind a little bit better. Making sure that handle is ahead of the ball at impact is a great way to make sure that ball stays low, too. So when you go to the range and you warm up, practice hitting those knockdowns. You ever notice really good players can always hit a knockdown? Same thing with wedges. You know, you don't need to throw those wedges high up in the air when it's windy. So get on the range, move that ball back in your stance, choke up, too. Choking up, making the club a little shorter helps. And hitting the ball actually a tie, if you really need to keep it low, a little bit lower on the club face, you know, you never see a thin shot get too high in the air. So if that's a problem, yeah, just try to make sure you're not taking a deep divot, ball back in your stance, extra club, and keep that handle ahead.
There's an old saying, when it's breezy, swing easy. Is that
There's some
false?
Merit to that. Well, okay. I think the theory behind that is the spin. Yeah, so okay. if you are hitting it harder, if you're trying to smoke a pitching wedge in there, you're putting way too much spin on it. And the wind's going to eat that up. It'll end up being it'll blow around. It'll be hard to hit that ball close to your target.
Okay. Excellent. Good advice from both. Kyle, good luck with the golf events today. And
appreciate that.
Hope you get some sunshine out here and dry the course up. And
that'd
I'm
be
sure
new.
Every
that'd
course.
Be awesome.
Brush up on your Fortnite dances. So you got the Xbox in here.
I'm not even sure what that is.
Yeah, I
guess. You know what? Keep it that way, man. I'm telling you.
That's right. Kyle Randall, the head pro here at Briarwood, with us here on Tee to Green. We've got senior PGA tickets to give away. We'll have more information on our Duster Challenge coming up. Batavia Downs, major challenge as well. It's Derby Day. Give you our thought on that as we roll on here. When we come back, Tim Simcoe, the membership director from Briarwood, joins us next here live on Tee to Green on WGR as we broadcast live from Briarwood in Hamburg.
I love the game of golf. I love everything about it. I love the challenge internally of just playing against a course and trying to win against a course, like Old Man Parr, Bobby Jones used to talk about. I love the solitude of playing by myself out in the evening or practicing. I love playing with my family and friends and having that camaraderie. I love the competitiveness and the smack talk that friendly games, you know, come into play. And I love the tournament competition. I love everything about it.
All right, that is Phil Mickelson. His thoughts this week at the Wells Fargo Championship as he was participating.
Not anymore.
He is out. He missed the cut.
Yes.
However, the reason I had Derek play that soundbite, Jeff, as we welcome you back here to Briarwood Country Club. Brian Colziel, Kevin Sylvester, PGA Pro Jeff Mitas. We are presented by the Western Europe PGA, Woods to Wedges, Michelob Ultra, Custom Turf, and our home clubs, Fox Valley, Tantera, and Briarwood, where we are here today in Hamburg inside the beautiful pro shop. The reason I had Derek play that, as I said, I thought that when I listened to that, I kind of got that little warm, fuzzy feeling about it. I mean, he pretty much said everything, I feel like, of why we all love it. He kind of, the camaraderie, the matches, the competition.
Yeah, playing against
one with the course. Like,
right,
the
yeah.
Peaceful. I thought it was a great soundbite.
I did, too. I was thinking that I was just playing. It was the first time I heard it. It reflects how I feel about the game, that's for sure. There's nothing more fun than being out on the tee with your buddies and playing a really cool golf course and having a few bucks on the line. And that's a really, really good day right there.
I just wish I had the bucks Phil had so I could have more on the line, right?
That's true.
You can have fun with a $2 Nassau. Yeah,
that's true. If I lose, if I lose $2, I am pissed.
$2 Nassaus with $2 automatics can get fun.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Yeah.
I was in a match once.
You only played in one match?
Yeah. No kidding, right, Brian? No, I was invited to.
Were you three down with four to play?
No. I was playing with three gentlemen whom their net worth was substantially higher than mine. Substantially. Okay.
Hard to find, but go on.
Jeff, show you my tax return. Not that hard to find, my friend. But anyway, and we're playing this match, and they just, these gentlemen arranged the match. And we win on the second to last, 17th hole. We win. And I'm like, whoa, this is going to be great. I got $10. Which this is why these gentlemen
have money.
Have money because they don't bet a lot of it. Okay. Right. Anyhow.
Anyway,
I digress.
7:33 here, live at Briarwood. We bring in the membership director here at Briarwood Country Club, Tim Sinko. Tim,
speaking
welcome.
Of money, that's yeah. Right.
Tim, welcome to Tee to Green.
Well, thank you for having us. We definitely appreciate you guys coming to Briarwood, and we're excited for the 2019 season. And you know, we're trying to grow the club and you know, make it back to its great glory that it had before. We got a new general manager that started last August, and we've been doing a lot of improvements to the building and the facilities, internal, external, and trying to build it, firm up our current membership and build from there.
Yeah. So. Well, I mean, we were driving in, and Jeff and I were commenting just what a great building you got here. I mean, and there's so many amenities inside. But just
We kept reading signs. Like, what's that building?
Even just the look outside, though. It's got a great look to it and a wide variety of things inside the building that obviously keep your members happy.
For sure. And we got the bowling alley with 12 lanes that we have operational during the winter months. You know, so when the golf season's not there, we have our members that can utilize that. We have different leagues and tournaments in there. We also, you know, have the swimming pool for our swim members as well. We have a different membership level for that as people want to come and enjoy the pool for the summer months around the area. Not everybody's golfer, you know, as a golfer, I wish everybody was to make, you know, life a lot easier for me. Yeah. But we definitely, you know, have a lot of amenities here. We're definitely improving, everything. Like you said, the pro shop got redone with new carpet. Our locker rooms both have got new recarpeted. Our, grill room got recarpeted this year as well. So we're excited for that. You guys were talking about junior members as well. We've been adding quite a few of those, young adult members and really trying to get the age younger kids here, the 19 to 29 year olds and 30 plus up, and get them in here and get them started.
You know, I always say, Brian, when you think of a country club, like Briarwood is that picture in your head of a country club because of all that there is to that Briarwood has to offer here. You could bring the family here for a day, and there's something for everybody.
There's a daycare center on the property too, which is nice.
Yeah, they're hiring. So
you make more money there, right?
Yeah. Probably, yeah. But Tim, there really is, I mean, something for everybody when things are cooking in the summer.
Exactly, and we have events all summer long. We, you know, our next event, we got our tournament today. We got a women's tournament tomorrow and a brunch for them after. We do a lot of different membership events. We just had our annual membership meeting, which went off well. We had 200 members come in, and our general manager spoke and told them, you know, the state of the club and everything like that. We got our Mother's Day event coming up. If you guys, it's open. That's actually open to the public, which is rare. If anybody wants to RSVP to that, Tyler Winkowski is our event director. You can give him a call. He's extension 203 at the phone number.
And is that like a brunch? Or?
It's a brunch. He's got several different serving times. Chef's going to be showing off his phenomenal, expertise that he has. Our general manager Tom hired Chef Brian Mayer, and he's definitely turned our grill room into what it should be. When you think country club, you think high class food, you think quality food. You know, our staff and Brian and his staff have done a great job presenting that, getting, you know, everything, the service where it needs to be. So, you know, on the non-golf side, we're doing great with that. As far as we got live music on our patio every Thursday night for our members during the summer months. We're going to have a big 4th of July celebration. We got a kids menu. We're going to be looking to do events with the kids as well. You guys mentioned the children. Kids are important. Families are important here. Family is definitely something we, you know, focus on. We have a family golf membership, so you can get the kids out golfing as much as you want and not have to worry about, you know, worrying about fees for them and whatnot. So
that's one thing that, Tim, I'm sure that you will address with people that have kids or have a family as a whole that try to make the experience worthwhile for them. Part of the reason maybe that golf courses – or part of the reason I think golf courses have to maybe do some adjustment is that people value their time with their family so much. It's not – I feel like it's not back in the day where you went to the golf course to get away. Like, people value that because people are working so hard these days for everything.
Exactly. So, and there's not a lot of family time out there, and that's what's nice. And if you do have, you know, a family and a lot of people that are individual golf members where they are the only person that golfs in their family will come out and golf with their buddies, leave their wife and kids at the pool, and then they'll meet up for a dinner afterwards, and they still get that family event. Everybody gets to do what they, you know, want to do and participate, and it keeps everybody excited and busy. And, you know, that's the point of the club is to definitely keep the family tight and united and, you know, together. And, you know, we'd like to have different family events that we do have. We had our friend and family fest in the beginning of the month. Sabretooth was in here and doing well with the kids, and it's a lot of fun.
By the way, if you are interested in Briarwood Country Club or Tantera Fox, depending upon your location, mention Tee to Green. There's an incentive. Mention Tee to Green. There's an incentive. Tim is going to be like, oh, all right.
I'm all about that.
Yeah, you were smart to mention that. There are 500 reasons you should mention that.
No, definitely. Right now what we're offering, if anybody wants to call and use the promotion code, code Tee to Green, we sign a 2-year contract for golf. You'll get the 20% off the first year. Family or individual, and that goes for all categories of golf. If you call in and you want to, you know, just utilize our social or swim membership, we're going to give you some four free guest passes when you purchase a swim membership right now. So
awesome.
The Tee to Green is definitely a good promotion to use. We'll be running that throughout the remainder of this month for us. So
awesome. How can they contact you?
You can give us a call here. You can call me at 716-648-2700. I'm extension 206. Or you can email me at tsimko@briarwoodcc.com, and that's tsimko@briarwoodcc.com.
Awesome. Tim, thanks for having us here today. Appreciate it.
Well, thank you guys for coming. We definitely appreciate it.
Awesome. Tim Simko, the membership director here at Briarwood Country Club. We'll step aside. More to come here from Briarwood, including why does Bubba Watson continue to text Tiger Woods?
I mean, if you had Tiger's number, you'd be texting him all the time, Brian. Wouldn't you?
I think you got to be selective. Anyway, we'll talk about how that relationship's going. Info on our Duster Challenge, Batavia Downs Majors Challenge. We've got a lot of stuff for you to participate in here with Tee to Green. As the show rolls on here from beautiful Briarwood Country Club in Hamburg, along with PGA Pro Jeff Midas and Kevin Sylvester, I'm Brian Colziel, Derek Kramer producing back at our Amherst studios. Tee to Green here live in Hamburg at Briarwood on WGR.
Time for a check of the PGA Tour leaderboard, brought to you by Encore Golf, Buffalo's Golf Ball, and by Donald Ross, the world's finest golf apparel, and by New Era Golf, headwear engineered to perform that never sacrifices style.
Back here at Briarwood Country Club on Tee to Green, it is time for a check of the PGA Tour leaderboard. The Wells Fargo Championship is this week's event. Jason Duffner shot a 63 yesterday.
Ouch.
Tied the lowest round of his career. He is your leader at 11 under par right now, as he is on top of a couple of golfers that are at minus 10. Big names, a couple that are tied for fourth, Rory McIlroy and Patrick Reed. They, of course, had that epic Ryder Cup duel, and Reed and McIlroy are five off the lead. They're at minus 6. Justin Rose, Jason Day are at minus 5. Got to mention my buddy Sebastian Munoz, who I got to play with last year at Peak and Peak. He's at minus 4. Go, Sebastian.
Awesome.
Mickelson misses the cut, as we mentioned already. Likely his last event before he goes to Bethpage Black for the PGA Championship. But Duffner, we talked about last week. By the way, Duffner's 63 ties. Where else did he shoot a 63? You know.
It's in Western New York, right?
Oak Hill.
Yeah.
Oak Hill.
The year he won the PGA Championship.
That's right. I remember that week well. It was a fun week to be around. Yeah.
Speaking of Oak Hill, as we go to our Champions Tour report, brought to you by Absolute Care, affordable adult assisted living. Senior PGA is this month. And
3 weeks?
It's right. Wow. 3 weeks away. We're going to give away Senior PGA Championship tickets here in just one moment. But this week, the Champions Tour, right now, they're having a little struggle at the event going on right now. I always struggle with this one. The Insperity Invitation.
Yeah, Insperity Invitation.
All right.
Yeah.
I got it right here. Tim Petrovic is your leader right now. Have we discussed this beforehand?
Yeah, we came to a conclusion and I forgot.
Petrovic.
Petrovic.
Yeah.
That's right.
He played here.
I'm pretty sure he played in this event. Yeah, he's been around. Getting old.
Was it the Hogan Tour or Nike Tour when he was here?
It was both. Yeah, one year was the Hogan, one year was Nike.
Okay.
So he's your leader through one round, but it's barely through a round. He's like six holes in because they've had some lightning issues and some weather delays. Corey Pavin, name you would know.
Stashless. He's stashless now, right?
That's right. One off the lead, and Sean McKeel, the former winner at another Elk Hill connection, when the PGA there was there in 2003. McKeel will be at the senior PGA at Oak Hill.
McKeel and Duffner were battling it out. at no, the PGA.
No. That was Campbell. Campbell.
Michael Campbell. Right. Yeah. Yes. That was the 03. Duffner was the 13 winner.
All right. The I was going to say in 03. I was with Bulldog. We were standing by the scoreboard by 18 when he hit the shot. Yeah.
That's cool.
I was because of my role with the PGA, I'm right there on the green. It was pretty cool. Watch it roll up.
And you've dropped the ball.
Yep.
Right.
And hit it from there.
I think 7-iron 173, right? Or was it 173, right?
It's 170 something, definitely.
It's either 176 or 170. I want to say maybe it's 176.
But for those that are familiar with that 18
hole, it's a 3-yard difference.
There's quite a little bit of a dip down and then up the hill to get up to the green. So, I mean, it plays longer than that.
I hit it. It's going right at the flag, and the guy in the group's like, "Oh, it looks good to go." Wait for it, and then to the bottom of the hill.
I remember one of the assistants there telling me how many divots they have in that spot on the fairway. Yeah.
But you know what? What an awesome thing to do.
Yeah,
I mean,
put the plaque out there.
Yeah, it had the plaque there, so you can go and drop a ball. It's in the rough. It's not in the fairway, right? It's in the plaque's in the rough.
Well, the plaque's in the rough.
Yeah, I mean, the shot was hit from the rough, if I recall.
I thought it was the first cut. Could be.
Yeah, it wasn't. It wasn't that far off.
Yeah,
and it's basically adjacent. It's up across the fairway from the bunker,
And that green's small. I mean, it looks big on TV, but if you're out there playing, it's actually quite small, especially where that pin was.
Yeah. Perfect time to give away our pair of senior PGA Championship tickets to our Tee to Green Club member. And this week, Donna Michalik is our winner. Congratulations. You just won a
Could
pair.
Could be Michalik, like Petrovic Michalik? And Petrovic.
That's true.
I mean,
Michalik.
Let's go with Michalik.
Got it. Donna Michalik.
Michalik.
You're our winner. Congratulations, Donna. We know we got your first name right.
There you go.
Donna, congratulations. We'll be sending you an email on how you can get your pair of tickets to the Senior PGA Championship. By the way, more Senior PGA. We're going to be talking about this all month here. The field, as of this moment, confirmed, and this could get improved, but as of the moment, it will have 7 former Masters winners, 6 former PGA Championship winners, 8 former U.S. Open winners, and 8 former Open Championship winners. So you will know the names. I mean, if you listen to the show, I'm sure you know them already. But, like, even if you're taking, you know, your buddy from work that's maybe not a hardcore golf guy, like, or you're going with somebody else, like, it's an event worth going to. You'll know the names. You get to walk Oak Hill. It's just a fun atmosphere to really be around.
The place is gorgeous. By the way, so
if you want to be eligible to win next week,
right?
What do you got to do, Kev?
You got to go to teetogreen.golf. That's TEE, the number 2, green.golf. There's a button right on our homepage. Right, you can just click on that to join. You got to enter give us your email address. Name and email address. That's it.
That's all you need.
You know, we'd like your address, so if you win, I don't have to hound you down to mail you the stuff. Right. So, you know, a lot of people sign up to just put their name and email. We ask for your street address, and the only reason for when you win, I can mail stuff directly to you.
There's a lot of Bennies being a member.
There is, and you get our newsletter. There's special offers in our newsletter, special
way,
content in our newsletter that goes out.
My fantasy picks, I had Ron Palmer last week.
You'd had Ron Palmer. You had a pretty good pick this week. 3 picks this week, so we put those things out there. Those can become more important as we get into, you know, sports gaming.
That's right.
And such here. And listen, we plan on delivering content year-round through our website, teetogreen.golf. So make sure you check it out. Sign up, be a member, tell your friends. You can say you're decreasing your chances, but there's going to be other opportunities for events coming up in the future. The Duster Challenge, we sent that out to all of our members. Listen, you can save 10%. That's an awesome putting tournament that happens August 2nd. Benefits of Western New York PGA Reach Foundation. That's August 2nd. Putting tournament, most fun you'll have on a putting green ever. It's a great time.
We're trying to work on something for Father's Day, too. So there might
be that'll only be open to TD Green Club members. Only be open for around the U.S. Open. There's a teaser.
All right. Brian Colziel, Kevin Sylvester, PGA Pro Jeff Midas here at Briarwood Country Club. We want to finish with this a funny story. Bubba Watson was a guest on the Dan Patrick Show this week and interviewed a variety of topics, but he was asked by Dan Patrick, "Do you have Tiger's cell phone?" Apparently he asks all the golfers, "Do you have Tiger's cell phone?" Just something that he wants to know. And Watson then said, admitting he has it, but he says, "Tiger only gets my messages, quote, sometimes." He goes, "I think he's probably blocked me before. I'm not sure if he gets my messages." He goes, "I've been told he changes his number quite a bit." So when Dan Patrick asked Bubba to elaborate about that, Watson said, "Tiger didn't give me his number." He said, when you're on the Ryder Cup, you end up getting everybody's number because we have a group text going so we all can communicate. He goes, I don't know if I would have actually gotten it from Tiger himself. He goes, and so even if he blocks me, he goes, I'll at least have it for that week, and I'll at least have it for a little bit. Watson said, while I know Tiger has my number, I tend to take full advantage of the opportunity. I just keep sending him so many text messages. Random stuff like, hey, look at this bottle of water. Oh, hey, should I wear this shirt today? He goes, I think maybe that could be the reason why he's blocked me and hasn't written me back. But he goes, for at least for 1 week, we're on the same team together. I just love to send him random stuff. He goes, the last text message I got from him was, quote, can you please stop?
That's a good story.
It reminds me, I had a conversation, and I'm going to do a podcast with this gentleman, and maybe we'll have him on the show. There's a Western New York native who owns a nine-hole golf course called Sweetens Cove in Tennessee. And part of the ownership group is Peyton Manning, Andy Roddick, and there's a couple other people who've got in who own this golf, and it's supposed to be an awesome golf course. And he reached out to me through tdgreen.golf, actually, and just said, hey, I just found this story interesting. And it is, and I can't wait to have a longer conversation with him about it. But I said, how the hell did you get Peyton Manning involved, you guys? But he's like, that's a funny story. And it involves cell phones and numbers and texts and stuff like that. And that's all I'll say. It's all I can say. But it was pretty funny. And we may have Andy Roddick on to talk about it. So
that's right.
There you go.
That'd be cool.
There's a tease. Another tease.
That's right.
Yeah, but that I mean, if you had Tiger's number, you'd be like,
hey, what's up, dude?
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Want to play tomorrow?
Are you sending him a GIF of himself making a putt? You know? Like, I like sending GIFs now, Brian.
I need a partner for the pro scramble. Can you help me out?
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Kyle, what if Tiger just walks in here today to Briarwood, right?
Arnold Palmer was the great Arnold Palmer was here many moons ago.
That's
right. Yep. A chance to meet him.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah, he's speechless.
He's speechless. That's right. That's right.
I'm sure you're not speechless. You're probably in your head, you're saying, holy smokes.
He's been in the gym. That's the first thing you probably think when you see him.
Tiger, we're cart path only today.
Yep.
And
shotguns at 12.
That's
you're a little early.
I'll give you a number for the day. All right. Need a credit card to take care of it.
The balls are $50 a dozen there, sir. Yeah, don't just take them.
Absolutely. Hey, don't forget, again, our PGA Championship is 2 weeks away. You can sign up for our Batavia Downs Majors Challenge for the PGA Championship. All the information, I pinned it right at the top of my Twitter handle, at BrianWGR, but essentially you can just send us your three picks on email, BataviaDownsMajorsChallenge@gmail.com. Chance to win great prizes, courtesy of Batavia Downs, where I'll be later today at 2 o'clock for our Derby show. So get the wallet
get
out.
Get the wallet out.
Derby picks coming for the T to Green pick. Ryan, be ready. We got to win some money here for our T to Green bet.
Dollar, right? We're putting a dollar.
Oh, boy.
Big right, spender.
Hey, if you watched us on Periscope on T to Green, you should follow us on Twitter at T2G Buffalo.
That's correct.
That's right. Follow us there. Want to thank Kyle Randall, Tim Simcoe, General Manager Tom Ahern, and everybody here at Briarwood for rolling out the red carpet as always. And Kyle, great job on the chairs.
Yeah, these are
these leader are in the clubhouse on the chairs.
In 10 years of doing this, these are the nicest chairs we've had.
Did you hear that, Dario?
That's right. These chairs are great. We'll have the entire show up on our on-demand audio section, WGR550.com. I'll tweet it out as well. And for everybody here at Briarwood, Jeff Metis, Kevin Sylvester, I'm Brian Colziel. Enjoy your week. Let's hope for some sunshine, some good golf weather. We'll talk to you next Saturday at Glen Oak in Amherst right here on Tee to Green.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.